Welcome to Originate Now, a podcast devoted to equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and guiding you toward a more intentional, creative life. Today, we're talking about the creative link to your well-being and how it's essential for your health. So grab your pen and notepad because we've got some great gems for you today. Creativity Day is this Friday, so what better way to jumpstart your week than with our very first podcast that's devoted to creativity? So whether you're listening on your commute, on an afternoon walk, at your desk in the office, or hiding from your toddler in the closet for 10 minutes of peace, I see you. This episode's for you, my fellow doers and dreamers. Let's get into it. Hey friend, welcome to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins-Chapman, but you can call me Jess. I'm a storyteller, I work in TV, I'm a new entrepreneur and mom. I'm also the founder of The Happy Kind, a new media company and community. And I'm so excited you're joining me for our very first episode of Originate Now, a podcast devoted to help you transform how you create. And yes, this is episode one. I'm so excited. Let's do this. Okay, before we get into this week's episode, I want to first take a quick moment to tell you what Originate Now is all about. Now, I know you're probably thinking, who is this lady? Think of me as your creative cheerleader. You know, I'm your creative cheerleader. I've created content for over 10 years now, and I've worked in the film and TV industry for 15 years. As a storyteller and creative consultant, I've helped other writers transform how they create and guided creatives toward tools to elevate their creativity from day to day. I've also assisted and worked alongside producers to create compelling TV shows on some of the biggest stages in LA. I'm someone who believes in being intentional, spotting those small moments of joy, and helping you realize that you're already well-equipped to live a full creative life. Here on the show, we're about tapping into intentionality and creativity, seeing how creativity is beneficial to our overall well-being and how it's way more powerful than we sometimes give it credit for. Okay, now, creativity, it's always been a part of my life, as I'm sure it's probably been a part of yours in some way. Yeah, so I started dancing at age 4, performing soon after that, writing in middle school, majoring in theater, getting a Bachelor of Arts in Theater at LSU. Shout out to LSU. Go Tigers. I've also always loved to draw, make designs on the computer, and just create in general. And pre-mama life, I worked 12 to 14 hour days on TV sets and the production offices and with producers, and I would write during my free time. So essentially completely filling up my days. I was used to having long hours away from home, and now, I still work in entertainment, but with my daughter here, it really has sort of like shifted my perspective on time in a way and how I can utilize it in the best way possible. So I had my daughter a little over 6 weeks early. Yeah, 6 weeks early. Totally unexpected. It was an emergency C-section. It was unexpected. And that moment shifted my perspective on time for sure. Before that, you know, I had to think, oh, I have to wait for the right time, the perfect time. And I'd been thinking about launching a podcast for a few years now, along with my other long list of things I wanted to do, right? The list is long. I had notes, ideas, titles, you know, just sitting there waiting for the right time, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. I learned that the perfect time, I'm doing air quotes now. You can't see, but I'm doing air quotes. The perfect time, the right time, it doesn't really exist. It's an illusion, you know? So instead of waiting for the perfect time, because the perfect time is an illusion, I decided to start now. Yep, in the middle of motherhood, life changes, and a million to-do lists. Because let's be real, the to-do lists are always endless, right? They always seem endless. I always have to add something to the list. Take one off, just add another one up there. I haven't gone back to the TV production grind just yet. So I'm the one watching our daughter day to day at home while I build my business. I literally have to fit all of my creative work during either nap time or early mornings or right when she goes to bed for an hour or two. So I maybe get around 3 hours a day, 3 to 4 hours a day, yeah, toward my new work in this company I'm building. Sometimes the schedule ebbs and flows, allows for more time toward it, right? But I have to make the space and make the time when I need it. And that's with anything, really, right? I know I'm not the only one who's had to reimagine what creativity looks like or what your life looks like after a big event and after life has shown you time and time again that now is what we know we have for sure. You know, you can plan and plan, which I hope you actually continue to do, but in this beautiful, sometimes wild life, we can know that right now is the best time to begin. Sometimes you have to hit reset. Bing. That's me hitting the reset button. Reset button. Bing. On what creativity looks like, because life morphs, it shifts, priorities change, but you are still creative. And right now is the best time to begin and begin again with intention. Through Originate Now, I hope to show you how beginning now and being creative and setting intentional steps can balance you and bring more meaning to your days. And that's really the heart of the show, beginning now with what you have. Now, our show isn't about how to monetize your creativity, although we might touch on that from time to time. Originate Now is more like your go-to space for encouragement, practical tools and strategies, these little mindset shifts and stories that inspire. It's for anyone navigating transition or looking to create a more intentional, creative life. Whether you're an artist, an engineer, a cook, or someone who hasn't picked up a camera since middle school, a busy mom, or a corporate professional, this is the show for you. Most episodes, I'll fly solo like today, and occasionally I'll bring on guests, leaders who really know how to live with purpose and tap into creativity in big and small ways. Okay, quick shout out to all my iced coffee lovers, or any coffee lover, really. If you like it hot, great. I do like an occasional hot coffee, like if I'm visiting somewhere else, but my go-to almost every single day is iced coffee, right? I've got mine right here with me. You'll come to learn I am the iced coffee / cold brew queen. I love me some iced coffee. Did I say that enough? Iced coffee. If you have any favorite coffee shops or recipes, please send them my way. I would love to hear about it. So grab your favorite drink, cheers, and let's kick things off with a little creativity fact. Science says that creativity is linked to less stress, less depression, and more joy. Joy, y'all. I mean, if that doesn't sound like you need more of it in your life now, come on. Come on now. One of my favorite quotes on creativity is by Eve Rotsky. She's the author of the books Fair Play and Find Your Unicorn Space. She says, quote, "Creativity is not optional. It's literally linked to your mental health, your longevity, and your redemptive narrative for how you heal," end quote. Yep, it's not just fun. It's healing, right? It's also how we solve problems and find new ways to conquer challenges. It's how we express ourselves, how we reconnect with who we are underneath all the roles and all the responsibilities. Creativity is multifaceted and essential to well-being. Now, I'm usually the type of creative who loves to sit at a coffee shop, people watch, and get inspired. But once my daughter came along and life got a lot busier and time seemed to be getting a bit shorter, I realized I had to definitely make the space for it. We make time for what's important to us, even for the mundane like meetings and laundry. So I had to get more intentional with how I spent my energy and get more intentional with my time. And that's really what I'm going to touch more on as we continue in our very first episode, very first one. How creativity is necessary for your health, being intentional with your time, how to keep creativity alive when life is full, and to see that creativity benefits your joy. Okay, you're going to hear me say those words a lot. Creativity, intentional. But our show is really about marrying those two together. They're the ingredients in the heart of the show. So with that, let's first talk about being intentional and how it helps you stay consistent with making time for creativity. I'm sure you hear that word thrown around a lot. Intentionality, be intentional. But for our podcast, Originate Now, it really is like the key ingredient of every episode. Now, I don't mean you need a color-coded planner, unless that's your thing. I love a good planner, okay? I just mean to get intentional by getting clear and by asking yourself these three questions at the beginning of the day. Here they are. What matters to me? What small action can I take today to create? And how do I want to feel at the end of the day? Okay, grab your pen or make a note in your phone if you're on the go and write down three things that really matter to you right now. Write down three things. Okay, now write down a small action you'll take today to create more this week. Just small action. And lastly, write down a single word on how you want to feel at the end of the day. One word. So writing these out and seeing them is being intentional with what I like to call the knowing. Okay, it's the knowing of what matters to you is important. The knowing that making a small action can help you take action. It's really simple, guys. It is. The knowing that if you want to feel accomplished at the end of the day, this is what you can do right now. Okay, the three things that really matter to you right now, a small action you can take to create more this week, and a single word on how you want to feel at the end of the day. Throughout the podcast, week to week, we'll weave intentionality and creativity together. Because we all could use more of both. We really can. We'll take a super short break and jump right into three quick ways to inject more creativity into your day, starting with small, creative moments. This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. The Happy Kind shop has all the essentials. I'm talking about the Be Kind to Your Mind notebook so you never forget the best ideas and your to-do lists. The best glass tumbler you'll ever need for this summer. And a special durable tote bag to carry all the things for your creative process. Digital tools to streamline your work and inspiration on every item. Check out the Happy Kind shop today for 10% off your first purchase. Now, back to the show. Okay, getting right back into it. Here we go. Another way to stay consistent with making the time for creativity, starting with a little creative moment. Implementing these creative moments can take just 5, 15, maybe just 20 minutes a day. And you'll see how these small little moments and shifts can impact your bigger creative goals. You'll even maybe notice how creativity ties directly to a healthier, happier you. Right? We all want to be a little healthier and a little happier. Today, I've got three easy ways to do just that. So just choose one to start with if you like. The first one is visualize the day. Before you begin your work, close your eyes and design your ideal day like a painting. So I want you to focus on colors and the energy. Really visualize the day before you begin your work. Visualization primes your brain for purpose-driven action, and it aligns your creativity with how you want to feel. Visualize the day. First creative moment. Second one is the music moment. Make a playlist that makes you feel good. Sing in the car, dance in the kitchen. If you're a musician but haven't played the piano in forever, pull that dusty thing out. Get on the keys, please. Even just 5 to 10 minutes makes a difference. One study I read about found that music moments and even anticipation of these music moments boosts dopamine. I'm talking about a happy brain, guys. Another study showed music increases feelings of connection. Connection, happy brain. A music moment. Get that playlist ready. Fire it up right after the podcast. Finish this episode first. Third one is the creative hour. Now, this one's a bit longer, but incredibly beneficial. So you're going to block 1 hour a week to create something or have a little creative free play. So grab a camera, go on a nature walk, take some photos, bake that recipe you've been meaning to get to, write a short poem, maybe even rearrange your living room. That's creative. Let your mind create. Studies show people who engage in creative hobbies like these regularly report higher positive moods and uplifting mental health. Positive moods, uplifting mental health. All right. So go ahead, make time. Even if it's just, like I said, 5, 10, 15 minutes, your creativity is worth that little slot of creative moment time. These are just small ways to get started. And that's the key, just to begin, get started. See how creativity is essential for your well-being? How it just adds to your life. It adds to it. It doesn't take anything away. It adds to it. You just need to make the space for it, the time. And it's beginning in small ways like these, with small little shifts to your day-to-day. Also, really quick, please check out the show notes for a free downloadable PDF that walks you through these three small creative moments and how creativity as a whole is linked to your well-being and health. Also, to receive free resources, joy notes, and creativity tips sent directly to your inbox, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, the Happy Kind newsletter. There'll be a link in the show notes to sign up to that as well, if you like. All right, here's the one thing I hope you remember this week. Creativity isn't extra. It's essential. It's an additive. It's your space to dream, to express, to heal, to just be you. Creativity is the best. Let's make more space and more time for it. So before we wrap up, I'd like to tell you what I'm currently learning. All right, today is what I'm learning is to break free from the hustle mindset, to goal better and reclaim my time, reclaim my day and my life, to do what matters now, because now is what we know we have for sure. I'll dive into what goal better means in a future episode coming soon. I hope you also know that today is the best day to show up, be present, and see the day for what it is, a continuous unfolding. So let's make the most of it with what we have. All right, well, to end today's show, it's already the end of the show. Wow. Okay. The very first episode. Okay, we made it. I'm so excited. You stuck with me. Thank you. I've got a little weekly challenge for you. Yep, we're doing an achievable, quick, creative challenge every week. Here we go. Your challenge for this week is to capture one small, joyful moment. It could be a drawing, short notes, a photo, the small, joyful moment, and turn it into a 3-sentence paragraph. That's it. That's the challenge. Capture a joyful moment and write 3 sentences describing it. I'd love to hear how it goes. If you want to email the show, I'd love to hear about it. As we go on this journey together, I'm incredibly excited to connect with you and bring you stories, research, and strategies to help you enhance the everyday through creativity and intentionality. Definitely happy that you tuned in today for the very first episode. And it'll be fun. The guest interviews are going to be great and you're going to learn a lot. And hopefully, you know, we can be just a little spark of light for you in your busy schedule and to help you see that you are well equipped to live a full creative life. We just need to tap into all that you have inside of you. I hope our show can help you do that. I really do. Thank you so much for listening to our very first episode of Originate Now. Oh, and don't forget, National Creativity Day is this Friday, May 30th. National Creativity Day, this Friday. So how are you going to celebrate? Let me know on Instagram or email the show. If this episode made you feel something, please share it, hit follow, and text it to a friend. Send it to someone who needs a gentle reminder that their creativity matters too. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember, the joy is in the journey, and we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week, and don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.